Politics is inescapable as the Fed works to steer the ship. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. The Fed meets today, and almost nobody on earth expects it'll raise interest rates this close to an election, but it could still tell us something very interesting about the economy. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains.
The main thing people are looking for is a clue as to what the Fed will do next month.
Whether or not the Fed is doubling down on their intentions to raise by the end of the year.
Lindsay Piegza is chief economist at Stifel Nicolaus. We've come a long way from a year ago when most people, the Fed included, thought we'd be raising rates several times a year on track to an eventual level of 4%. So far in 2016, there have been zero rate hikes, and it's questionable we will ever get to 4% in the next few years.
They're just waiting for the underlying data to give them the signal.
Despite stronger 2.9% GDP growth in the last quarter, the year average may still be below 2, she says, the bare minimum one would expect for a recovery.
If the Fed is focused 100% on the underlying data, there is absolutely no justification for them to raise rates anytime in the near future.
Still, several Fed governors are antsy that the Fed has been trying to stimulate growth for too long. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading. Markets edged lower as new polling shows a tighter U.S. presidential race. In London, shares are down 0.4%. In Germany, stocks are down 0.9%. Asian markets closed lower, and futures markets point to a lower open on Wall Street after it went down yesterday. Even before the latest political polls, foreign investors have pulled billions of dollars out of American stocks in recent weeks. Wall Street Journal reporter Georgi Kontchev is covering these moves and joins us from London. Hello, Georgi.
Hello.
So we know from the data that overseas investors are taking more money out of American stocks lately than they've been putting in. The numbers don't say why, but as you've been talking to investors, you're hearing a lot of worry about the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, especially after the Brexit vote. So explain what investors are thinking right now.
Foreign investors seem to be still cautious and taking money out of U.S. stocks. They're framing their U.S. election a bit differently than U.S.-based investors. You have the Brexit referendum, still very fresh in memory, where you had polls before the UK referendum on the European Union membership, polls saying that UK will stay. But then in the end, we had a surprise result of the UK leaving. So all these recent events are making foreign investors a bit more cautious about investing in the US before the election.
And what are the issues in the industries that they think might be heavily affected by the outcome of the election?
For foreign investors, Hillary Clinton would be kind of a continuation of the status quo. They're seeing not much change in terms of policies that affect markets. Whereas with Donald Trump, they're seeing a bit more uncertainty, and markets generally don't like uncertainty. They're seeing a lack of clarity in some positions, and of course, his anti-trade rhetoric. So from that point of view, the US election matters for foreign funds, and they see a Hillary Clinton victory as the result they believe would be better for markets.
Now, the American way of elections is somewhat odd compared to the rest of the world. Some Americans don't even fully understand the Electoral College, to be honest. But as a London employee of an American paper, what kind of questions do you get from investors there as they're trying to make sense of the American political system?
They do understand that this is different given the Electoral College and the way the elections are done in the U.S. This is different than, say, the British referendum or any other European general election or presidential election. But all these election polls are based on what voters say they will do, but in the end, they might do differently. There was one investor who was saying, if Brexit taught us anything, it's that we can't rely on polls, especially when those who are being polled think their views are unpopular. So a lot of investors overseas, they are worried that these polls, especially in this case, especially in 2016, might be prone to bigger errors.
Okay, Georgi Kontchev at the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Thank you.
A new report is raising fresh questions about how to make sure students with financial need can succeed in college. It finds that students who lose even small amounts of financial aid are more likely to drop out. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
It makes sense that students who lose thousands of dollars in financial aid are more likely to drop out. But the research and consulting firm EAB found that even fairly small drops can make a significant difference. EAB's Ed Venet says students with good grades who lost between $1,000 and $1,500 were 2.5 percentage points more likely to quit.
That's actually a dollar amount that, if deployed strategically, an institution could help a student with if they simply knew who they were.
One school that has tried to find those students is Georgia State University. It's given out thousands of micro-grants to students who couldn't pay their tuition bills, often because they'd taken too long to finish and lost eligibility for federal aid. Tim Rennick is vice president for enrollment management and student success.
70% of the students are graduating within 2 semesters of getting one of these grants. The average grant, $900.
The EAB study also found that when aid goes up, even by a small amount, students are more likely to graduate. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, an unusual court battle pits old tech against big bureaucracy. HP versus DMV. Rhode Island is suing Hewlett-Packard Enterprise over delays in a project to revamp the computer system for the state's Division of Motor Vehicles. Rhode Island wants an order forcing the tech firm to keep working on the project, saying the state has paid millions, but the company hasn't delivered. HP Enterprise says it has met its obligations under the contract and worked to resolve the dispute. It's likely the fight could include something familiar to DMV visitors, a very long wait. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.